This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Misael de Jesus Vega. Date of birth, September the 30th, 2021. Case ID number is 6650150. Date of exam, October the 17th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Antoinette Asuncion Himoteo, dated 1/3/22 and 4/19/23 and 1/11/23, as well as a functional report dated 5/11/2023. There is also an ortho clinic from Driscoll's Children's Hospital report dated 1/11/2022. The informant is Karina Rodriguez, who is the mother. Identifying information, this is a 2-year, 1-month old male who presented to my office for a disability evaluation and a pediatric consultative examination to evaluate web fingers and lactose intolerance. The mother states that that she presently works and that the grandmother cares for him during the day. The father is a house painter and has a full-time job. The claimant has not been on disability. And the mother is a medical assistant who is presently working at this time as well. They are married and only have one child at this time. Allegations number one, web fingers at the thumb area. Number two, lactose intolerance. History of allegations, number one, the mother states that in 2021, they noticed that the claimant was having difficulty with using his thumbs on both hands. He was diagnosed with web fingers, but mainly of the between the thumb and the first index finger. On both hands, the claimant is able to abduct at this time a little better than he had been able to do before because of the physical therapy, and it is more of a skin tightening that he has in that area. X-rays were performed, but no surgeries have been performed at this time to correct the problem. He was placed in splints for 4 months bilaterally for both hands, and his symptoms include pain and stiffness and inability to use the thumb as he did before. However, the claimant is able to abduct at this time both thumbs almost at a normal degree. His limitations... the claimant is able to walk, crawl, stand, climb stairs, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and does write a lot with his pen and is able to drink from a cup and finger eat at this time. He does say a couple of words and does play with objects and is very curious. He can lift approximately half a pound above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. And his physician is Dr. Johnson. He's presently on no medications, and he does all normal physical activity. Allegation number two, lactose intolerance. The mother states that since birth he has had problems with lactose intolerance and is unable to eat anything with milk products. He takes a special powder milk at this time and states that he gets nauseated and starts vomiting anytime he has any kind of milk products secondary to the lactose intolerance. The mother has been told to avoid any kind of milk products at this time, and he has done fairly well with other foods that do not contain milk products. He is on a special powder milk at this time. His condition appears to be stable. Review of systems. The mother states the claimant does not have headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, hearing problems, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma, soiling, comma, bedwetting, day wetting, comma, muscle weakness, comma, abnormal posture, comma, poor appetite, comma, rash or any other problems. He does occasionally have shakiness, comma, clumsiness, comma, vomiting, comma, and loose stools. Activities of daily living. The claimant is cared for by the grandmother. He does have problems with speech delay and has received some speech therapy as well as physical therapy for his hands. The claimant is not a loner and likes to interact with other people. Occasionally, he'll have fights with his peers and other adults. There are no other siblings in the family at this time. He likes painting and being outside and likes to draw a lot with his pen. He plays with cats and dogs and is very curious and likes to play games outside. Developmental milestones. The claimant was an easy to care for infant from 0 to 18 months of age and was an easy to care for toddler from 18 to 25 months of age. The claimant was sat alone without support at 6 months, crawled at 8 months, walked without support at 1 year, 1 month, said his first words at 1 year, 7 months, said his first sentences. He has not performed that task yet. He is unable to self-dress without help. He is not bladder trained at this time or bladder trained at night or bowel trained at this moment. During the first 2 years of life, the claimant frequently cried, comma, was afraid of new faces, comma, was distractible, comma, enjoyed exploring the surrounding environment and was very active. Also, during the first 3 years of life, he sometimes was unresponsive to discipline, enjoyed being held, and liked doing his own thing. He rarely was destructive or engaged in self-hurting behavior. Birth history. The mother states that while she was pregnant with the claimant, she did have high blood pressure, anemia, and preeclampsia. The baby was born at Mission Regional Hospital, and the mother was in labor for 10 hours. The baby was a cesarean section, but no instruments were used. The baby was a one-baby birth, and was not blue at birth, comma, jaundice at birth, comma, or given oxygen. He was not placed in an incubator, and there was nothing wrong at the time with the baby. The baby weighed 5 pounds and was 18 inches long, and the mother stayed 5 days in the hospital, and the baby stayed 0 days in the hospital. Past history. The claimant is lactose intolerant and has web thumbs, which are connected to the index finger, which is very mild. The mother thinks there might be a seizure disorder, which hasn't been evaluated yet as well. The claimant has received 1.5 years of physical therapy as well as speech therapy and appears to be progressing well. Social history. The father does smoke, but nobody else in the family smokes. There's no history of alcohol abuse, but questionable seizure disorder in the claimant. No one in the family uses marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. No one in the family has had hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The parents are married and in a very happy and stable relationship. They both work, and the claimant is cared for by the grandmother. They appear to be a stable family unit at this time. Family history. The father is 22 and in good health. The mother is 21 and also in good health at this time. They have no other babies or children at this time. Medications, none. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit. Weight, 27.5 pounds. Height, 34.5 inches. BP, 112 over 70. Pulse, 66. Respiration, 14 per minute. Growth chart. The claimant is at the 40 percentile for his height according to his age, and also is at the 40 percentile for his weight according to his age. The claimant appears to be normal at this time for growth. General, the claimant is a well-nourished and well-developed male and no acute distress. Could you drop down to extremities, without clubbing, cyanosis, or edema. There is mild webbing between the thumb and the first index finger, which has almost disappeared with physical therapy. The claimant still has some problems with abduction, but is able to grab, hold a pin, write, and eat finger foods with his hands. He has good movement of both hands at this time. Muscular skeletal. Full range of motion of all joints and no evidence of any active inflammation on exam. The claimant had a normal gait and station. He could walk at this time and squat without any difficulty. The claimant is 2 years and 1 month old, and his milestones appear to be appropriate for his age. Neurological, cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Deep tendon reflexes were plus 2 in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 in all groups tested, with no evidence of any muscular wasting. The claimant had good finger control to dexterous movements. He is able to use all fingers and has some mild limitations in abduction of the thumb, which is being treated with physical therapy with good results. No surgeries have been performed. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism, no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medication. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate for his age. He related to and interacts well with the examiner and his caregiver. His affect is appropriate. His speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous, but mildly decreased on imitation age appropriate. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. His general health shows no evidence of abnormality except for some diagnosis. Number one, mild webbing between thumb and index finger bilaterally, which appears to be disappearing with physical therapy. The claimant has full range of motion of all fingers and still has some mild abduction, which is being treated, but has full use of all his fingers and is able to write and grab at different objects as well as hold a cup. Allegation number two, milk intolerance / lactose intolerance, being treated with limitations of certain certain foods. The claimant is basically at the 40 to 50 percentile for his weight and height according to his age and appears to be progressing well. Prognosis, good to excellent. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Misael de Jesus Vega.